Hello and welcome. It's our number three of our podcast, a roundhouse kick right to the gut. If you're a college football fan, the rare and appropriate college football Maller monologue on an NFL Sunday into a Monday. We go to collegiate football, Oklahoma and USC, couple of old heavyweights. What do we make of Lincoln Riley deciding to say bye-bye to Norman, Oklahoma, and heading off to Southern California in a stunner from the college gridiron? We'll give the Maller report card on both Lincoln Riley and also USC for that hire. We will get to that and much more right now in our number three. Exiting the Dust Bowl. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are side by side in the air everywhere as we get out of the way, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and mighty powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the shop, the verbal butcher shop of your sporting heroes, the Fox Sports Radio studios in the Northwoods. And so our lead this hour comes from college football. It is the rare and appropriate college football monologue. And what a stunner. What a stunner that breaks through the NFL noise. And you know this has to be a neutron bomb for us to talk college football on a Sunday into a Monday after the NFL. But that's exactly what happened. As people were running around, they could not believe, heads spinning. Lincoln Riley leaving Oklahoma? What NFL job is he taking? What NFL job is it? You're only going to leave Oklahoma for an NFL job? Well, he skedaddled out of Sooner Country. When I first heard about this, I thought it was satire. I believed it was the Babylon Bee, Sports Talk Barry, or The Onion. It turned out to be none of those things. None of those things. If you have not heard, if you've lived in a bubble somewhere, the bubble's about to burst. Lincoln Riley agreeing to a contract that's been announced. He'll be formally introduced here soon as the 30th football coach in the history of the University of Southern California. Lincoln Riley leaving Big 12 country for the Pac-12, says bye to Norman, Oklahoma, for Los Angeles, and he is leaving his Boomer Sooner behind and heading to the land of the Trojan horse. And they're calling him a Trojan horse in Oklahoma now. All kinds of mean names being tossed around at Lincoln Riley. How dare you? How dare you? You're the boogeyman now, Lincoln Riley, for leaving. So let's discuss the question. What do you make of Lincoln Riley's decision to leave Oklahoma, not for an NFL job, no, for another college job, the USC job. So I've got the Maller report card. So Lincoln Riley, on his part of the report card, Lincoln Riley gets a C. Now, SC gets an A plus plus plus. All right, A plus 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 for the Trojans. I've got Oyster, Pond, and Cloak, and Dagger. And we will lock all of these things together. Now, number one. It had been assumed, and you know what happens when you assume, it had been assumed that Lincoln Riley, A, was very happy at Oklahoma, and B, was not looking to leave Oklahoma, and C, if he was ever to leave Oklahoma, he was going to go to the NFL. It turns out that all of those things are incorrect. Everything that we thought we knew about Lincoln Riley was a lie. SC didn't have to twist his arm to leave. Now, there's a lot of money involved, but there have been other college football programs that have offered Lincoln Riley a lot of money. And he has said no to those teams. He has decided now to zig when he was expected to zag. His name has popped up how many times? And in the last couple of years, massive offers, high-profile jobs, and no. Every single time. I don't want your stinking job. Riley could have gotten an NFL job. There are going to be multiple NFL jobs open including big market teams. New York Giants are going to have a coaching opening likely at the end of the year, for example, as a possibility. And depending on what happens in the playoffs, there's playoff jobs that will open up here. And so Lincoln could have gotten one of those NFL gigs. The darling of the football universe, the world was this man's oyster, and he's used the wrong fork here. It would appear he's used the wrong fork, a stunning juxtaposition from waiting for an NFL job down the line to leaving a program which has been a juggernaut of offense and one of the more exciting teams in college football that consistently wins double digits and is a threat on the national landscape of college football to a program that has been stuck in the doldrums. And that's SC. They talk about the glory days of Pete Carroll, and they ran through every hack Pete Carroll assistant, Lane Kiffin and Sarkisian, and these guys did not work out. And so the glory days of SC football, and when you consider all of the things involved in this, there's a lot of money, and we're hearing different reports about exactly how much money, what's real and what's not real. But whatever the offer is, remember, you're going to California, the land of taxation with very little representation. And things aren't going very well in California. You're choosing to live there and leave Oklahoma behind with the fewer taxes and all that. It's a bit of a head scratcher when you consider the fact you've gone down a couple of notches. Like Lincoln Riley, I know he'll live in a nice gated community. And when you have a lot of money, you're not around all of the blight that the rest of us see, that you're able to avoid that, circumvent a lot of that. But considering the options on the table of staying in Oklahoma and seeing what happens and waiting for the right job to open up, this is the right job. I'm scratching my head. Listen, I hope he does well. And I obviously, geography-wise, where I live, I can see him coaching Oklahoma or USC, the Oklahoma of the West, rather, watch him do his thing. But from Lincoln Riley's perspective on the Mallet report card, it's a C move because you're going to a college job rather than an NFL job, and you're going to a place where you have to build it up. Remember, Lincoln Riley took over for Bob Stoops, and he just got the key. Everything was already set up pretty nicely. Like Bob Stoops is the guy that built the Oklahoma football program, and Lincoln Riley inherited that. And to Lincoln Riley's credit, he continued the ship sailing through the open waters, but now he's going to have to go to a place where there's not a lot left. And they have a lot of old trophies and the alumni that love to talk about the good old days, but the good old days are long gone, like a house by the side of the road. Now, the second thing here, actions, as we all know, we learned this when we were kids. I'm sure your parents or your teachers or somebody in your life told you, actions speak louder than words. And when you look at the actions of Lincoln Riley, they don't whisper. They scream out to you the actions of Lincoln Riley. And the way I read this, I've got my super secret decoder ring out. The way I read this move by Lincoln Riley is he wanted no part of the Southeastern Conference. He wanted nothing to do with Alabama and all the other traditional powers in the SEC. He said, I don't need to play Georgia or Alabama or any of those schools. I'm good. And being in the Big 12 was his happy place. It was his utopia. Oklahoma got a chance to pick and choose because of the offensive prowess of Lincoln Riley. The top quarterback every year he could pick and choose. Top skill players, wide receivers wanted to play for Lincoln Riley because they knew they were on the fast track to the NFL. There was very little competition in the Big 12, and Lincoln Riley enjoyed being a massive fish, not even a fish, a blue whale in a small pond. And he's looking out, and he's saying, I want that again. I'm not going to have that when Oklahoma goes to the SEC. And so this is a preemptive strike to cut off Boomer Sooner at the pass. And like, you're going to the SEC? I ain't going with you, pal. See you later. And he looks at the landscape in the Pac-12. And he sees a similar setup. He looks around. Right? He sees the peaks and the valleys of the Pac-12. And he says, I can handle this. Right? I can handle this. I can get back. I can do the same thing at SC that I did in Oklahoma. I can hand select the top quarterback every year. There's a top quarterback in California, typically Southern California, that is the top player in the land or one of the top three or four quarterbacks in all of high school football. It's fertile recruiting ground in California. And so you get that. Plus, Lincoln Riley made inroads from his time at Oklahoma in the great state of Texas. So he figures he can poach a couple of good players out of the state of Texas and some of the other places Oklahoma went. And it's a national recruiting thing, but the key focus will be in California, where a lot of these players have gone to the Southeastern Conference and to the Big 12 and some other schools, the Big 10, and left California behind. Now, as for the Sooners, though, the other part of this is the trickle-down effect of Lincoln Riley saying goodbye. This is obviously a body blow for Boomer Sooner. They get all that extra money coming in from the Southeastern Conference move. They will get extra helpings of TV money. So they have tons of dough to throw around. There's also some very passionate boosters of Oklahoma football that would like to see the program continue to be a dominating force. So the Sooners will be able to hire someone of name value. Now, immediately, they're saying, hey, what about Cliff Kingsbury? What about the Arizona Cardinals NFL head coach? Now, this would be another stunner. Now, Cliff Kingsbury, if things had gone the way they were supposed to and Arizona was supposed to blow this year, then that would be a no-brainer. Kingsbury would have already been fired by now, and he would be on his way to he would probably be the USC coach. He wouldn't be the Oklahoma coach, but I digress. So Cliff Kingsbury, to say he's in play now, that would be another shocker. And I was talking to a buddy of mine, and we were like, he brought up to me, so when's the last time an NFL head coach left on his own and went to a college job? That's what would have to happen. And not just an NFL coach. Arizona has defied the space-time continuum and put up a bunch of wins, and they've proven that they can win. They don't need the little guy, Alligator Arms Murray, that he's not that important, that they can win with their backup quarterback there. And so they put up a bunch of wins. Now, we know they're a regular season team and they're not going to do anything in the playoffs. But to leave the NFL for a college job, that would be a step down for Cliff Kingsbury. But if Lincoln Riley was willing to do it, then why would Cliff Kingsbury, if it's all about the money, and ultimately money talks, and with the inflation going on in America today, why would you not go where the money is? If you're Cliff Kingsbury, you have to take a meeting. Your agent has to take a meeting with Oklahoma. If for no other reason than to smoke out more money from the Arizona Cardinals and say, hey, you want to keep me? Here's what it's going to cost you. Because Oklahoma's willing to pay me X amount of dollars, and that's what it's going to take. You got to come close to that. If you don't come close to it, I'm gone. And just see if Arizona's willing to up the ante and put a couple more coins, a couple more gold balls in there and see what happens. Right? And you can make more to coach Oklahoma. You consider it. I mean, it's your job, right? Your ultimate is your job. You'd rather be in the NFL than college football. But, hey, all things being equal, you can go back to the NFL at some point. Just like, you know, a certain guy named Harbaugh. I know everyone's all excited now. Michigan's back. They beat Ohio State over the weekend. So, you know, like, Jim Harbaugh is not going anywhere. He's going to stay at Michigan. But if he wanted an NFL job, he would get an NFL job. All right, final point. For the men of Troy, this is clearly an A++. You don't need me to tell you that. This is an A++ move. Out of left field, cloak and dagger. That's the part of the story that I love so much. The cloak and dagger mission, blindsiding the college football world. All those insiders, all those people in the know. And they love to talk a good game. This guy, that guy, going around playing grab ass with everyone in college football. And they know everything going on. And all of them were gobsmacked. Every single insider, thunderstruck, staggered by this particular move. And Lincoln Riley, it is a game-changing situation, assuming he's able to iron out the wrinkles at SC. And Riley is the first Oklahoma coach to leave for another college football job since 1946. 75 years, the last time that took place, that Lincoln Riley is uncharted territory in the modern era, the internet age and all that. And so there is a sense of betrayal in the state of Oklahoma and among Sooner fans, and a gigantic feather in the Trojan helmet for SC. USC has bragged for years. They've been detached from reality that they can get any coach they want. We've often laughed at them, and now I got a lot of messages from my friends who like SC saying, see, you big blowhard, that's why you're doing overnights. I told you, we could get whoever we want at USC. And, well, I've got my tail between my legs as I do not respond to those text messages, but that is a major coup. A major coup, and all that talk, and they haven't gotten the guy they wanted for a long time. That's the weird thing about this. Pete Carroll, the greatest coach that SC has had since John McKay back in the day, Pete Carroll was not the guy they wanted. They wanted several other coaches before Pete Carroll. So now they get, for the first time, when's the last time SC got the guy they wanted? Now they got the guy they wanted. And so is this going to work out, or does this turn into a nightmare? Well, we will find out. And I will not have to hear, oh, this is one of the greatest prize jobs, yada, 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 yada. I rolled my eyes at those people, considering Clay Helton, and he had had the gig the last couple of years, but getting Lincoln Riley is a strike the pose, walk around like a peacock with your feathers in the air everywhere. Why not? All right, it is the Ben Maller Show as we press on, and we'll take your calls at 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Take some of your calls. Also on Twitter, at Ben Maller. If you'd like to be part, we have the Instant Advice Line coming up later in the hour. And a quick goodbye. A quick goodbye. We'll get to that, and we'll do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but Maller is so delightful. So turn on your radio, listen to the Ben Maller Show. While Roberto finds drops for dropping, Coop-de-loop always keeps things hopping, and Eddie's a total pro. Listen to the Ben Maller Show.
Yeah, listen up, Maller Militia. The Ben Maller Show is the show of the people, by the people, for the people. Join the movement and follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow our executive producer. He is manning the phones, but he's more than just the call screener. He's the liar, liar, and the menace of the Fox Sports Radio Network. It's the Coop de Loop, Justin Cooper, and he's at UH Bronco Fan.
For that amount of money, I'd get like a penis necklace tattooed on my neck.
And now, live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
The amazing part of that, it was only $3. That's the shocking... shocking part of that story. Late night drug tester writes in. He says Lincoln Riley has to leave Oklahoma and grab the cash before Kansas beats him next year. If the Sooners want a big splash hire, bring in Mark Mangino. Hey, I should get Mangino on my podcast.
I have be a big splash.
I have a mutual friend with Mark Mangino. I know Mark Mangino through a mutual friend, so I could get him on the podcast.
You know, we poke fun at him because he's an incredibly large man. But
yes, he was.
I mean, honestly, for anyone to go to Kansas and turn that program into a
juggernaut,
a winner that went to an Orange Bowl at one time.
Yeah,
remember the famous photo of him standing next to the Orange Bowl mascot.
Yeah, how anyway, forget it.
But seriously, that's one of the best coaching jobs ever.
That is a morbid football program,
and they got rid of him because he was too mean. I mean, like,
yes.
I don't give a
damn. Which is appropriate. And that was it. They were ahead of their time at Kansas because we're in the age now where you're too mean, we get rid of you. But back then, my God. Scotty writes and says, Lincoln Riley won't win anything at USC, he says. He's so upset he misspelled anything. The Pac-12 is the Big 12 or worse, and he will always manage to screw up just like he does at OU. He's out in 4 years if the buyout isn't insane, he says. We'll see how that works out. I've heard this before, and these people vanish when the opposite happens. Vols fan Jimmy writes in, says, the University of Tennessee has been tracking planes, tracking Uber and Lyft, and people sitting in front of Josh Heupel's house. They are piling couches up. They've already got the gasoline and the blowtorches ready to go. All right, so he's calling a shot there. Vols fan Jimmy, they've burned a couch or two over the years. They have burned a couch or two over the years. Let's go to the phones, and we'll take your calls right now. It is a call-in radio show, so we'll do that. 877-99 on Fox, by the way, if you want to be part. Let's go to Chris in Houston, who is up next. Hello, Christopher.
What's going on, Mella?
Hello to you, Christopher. You're back on the nights. You did not go to the day shift.
Oh, no, I denied that, man. Probably next year. I'll try next year, man. I got to get out of this whole manual labor business, man. I got to get me one of these easy jobs. COVID got easy jobs now. Yeah.
Yeah. But I think you should get a job where you get paid by the buzz on your phone. I think that's what you should get.
Well, you know what? Hold on, Ben.
All right.
Let me do that, Ben.
There we go. Now I can hear every amazing word from you, Chris.
Well, you know, I love listening to Ben Maller Show, so I have my headphones on while I'm at work. That gets me through the job, you know. You got to have something to get you through the job, you know. But, yeah. I mean, I got to tell you, I got to give you an F on your monologue, Ben. You coming up with more excuses than people got buttholes, man, about your Rams. I told you, Matt Stafford has a pee in the leg moment coming.
Yeah. I know. And you of course, have all the answers there. I always turn to you, Chris. You've got all the answers here.
No,
the guy's been bad for three games. So if you do the cost-benefit analysis, Chris, he was the leading candidate for the MVP after 8 weeks, and since then
that's
he's gone
past,
down.
Ben. What have you done for me lately?
I understand. All right, so next week he'll go out and have a great game, and then we can have this conversation again.
You said that last week. What happened?
Yeah, well, I was off by a week.
You off by 2 weeks. What are you talking about, man? A dude lost three.
No, I was off by a week. I say bounce back against Green Bay. He actually, statistically, if you had Matthew Stafford in fantasy football,
that's fantasy. We're not talking fantasy. We don't.
Well,
talk
but
fantasy,
a lot of people
okay?
win money at fantasy football. But he had 300 yards passing. He averaged eight yards an attempt, and those are some solid numbers.
Old man told me a long time ago. The only thing coming to fantasy is a dream. That's it. It's a dream.
Well, not if you play and you win money. If you gamble at it and you win some money.
I just want to say, you know, you sit here saying that Sean McVay shouldn't be on a hot seat. Yes, he's on the hot seat.
He's not on the hot seat. He's not. Oh, stop. He's not on the hot seat. What's that? Yeah, exactly. That's why he's not. If the players don't perform, what are you supposed to do? And Odell Beckham, I see you're not ripping Odell. He had a long touchdown reception. You're not calling up bashing him. Suddenly that move's not so bad.
Ben, look here. Isn't that what happened? Didn't you say that about Shanahan, huh? That he should be on the hot seat? McVay should
well,
be
Shanahan's
on the hot seat
different.
The
Rams
team.
Have been much better than the 49ers since Shanahan took over. The 49ers had one good year. The Rams have had good years. They just have – they had that one Super Bowl run.
No.
Let's go back and forth. You're wrong. You can scream and shout. You're wrong.
Let me explain myself. Shanahan built the team. Him and the GM – Lynch, they built the team. They had
and who? What did Sean McVay do? What did he? He had a ready-made team. Are you out of your mind? Ready-made team? Are you? You're sounding like a moron now. A ready-made team. The Rams had a ready-made team with a quarterback in Jared Goff. The fact that Jared Goff got to a Super Bowl with Sean McVay should go to the Hall of Fame right now. With Jared Goff as his quarterback to get to a Super Bowl, he should right now go to the Hall of Fame.
Go to the Hall of Fame for taking suck quarterbacks to the Super Bowl. That don't mean anything, but they still got put on the hot seat.
Yeah, Sean McVay is not on the hot seat. You're talking out of your tush again.
Have the lamb stopped screaming?
Yeah, it's insane. He's won 10 games or more three times. They'll end up winning three more games, so they'll get to at least 10 wins this year. So that'll be 4 out of 5. Years been in the playoffs. The Rams have been in the playoffs 3 of the 4 years. They'll make the playoffs this year, so 4 out of 5.
Playoffs.
So, but maybe if you wish hard enough, Chris, that'll happen.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's Ben, host of the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is the Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of the Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast. So there is a bit of an update on the Lincoln Riley story. Over the weekend, the deal was announced, Oklahoma losing to their in-state rival, Oklahoma State, in a surprise over the weekend. Riley stepping into the SC job instead of Clay Helton. We talked about all that earlier in the hour, and now he is being called out because of the way that he exited Oklahoma. People upset that he addressed the Oklahoma players after informing them of taking the head coaching job. He spent a couple of minutes with the Sooner team, told them he was leaving, and then stormed out of the room, exiting stage right to go off into the night and leave Oklahoma and go off to California. Now, a couple things. First of all, this is one of those BS stories, right? What is Lincoln Riley supposed to do? He's decided to leave. He's decided to go away and walk away from Oklahoma and go to Southern California. So he's decided, what is he supposed to stay there for 3 days and meet with every player? Like, it's kind of like when you get fired. I've been fired a few times in radio jobs. I've never found a good way to be fired. And I hear people complain, oh, I can't believe they fired me. I'll see somebody find out in sports, they got traded via Twitter or something like that. And they get upset. Like, is there really a good way to get bad news? I have yet to experience it. Like, but what is the perfect amount of time? I know it's easy to rip Lincoln Riley and say, oh, I can't believe he told his players and they left. Well, at least he told the players, unlike some other coaches. In fact, I remember, who's the guy that coached the Atlanta Falcons years ago that decided on
Bobby Petrino.
Bobby Petrino.
Left a note.
Yeah, he left a note and then he left. So at least Lincoln stayed around and he addressed his team. And Eddie, do you think that we should rip Lincoln Riley because he didn't stick around long enough and he didn't meet with every single player and massage their egos and all that?
I mean, no, but he could have. Yeah. I mean, he could have stuck around, and if anyone wanted to talk to him about it, he could have talked to him. You know,
I'm sure his phone's available. You can call him up. He's not going to change his number. You see, Coach O also is not coaching LSU in their bowl game.
I did see that. Yeah,
packing up to go to Destin, Florida. Good for him. I guess LSU is going to hire a new coach this week or next week. Supposedly, that's what the rumor
is. Another big job available, yeah.
The word on the street. Let's go to the phones. Let's say hello to Cowboy Dan. Well, the Cowboys didn't play yesterday. They didn't win on Thanksgiving. I did not take any calls from Cowboy Dan after the Thanksgiving debacle against the Raiders. Hello, Cowboy Dan.
Hello, Ben. Hello, Eddie. Hey, before we get to the Cowboys, and the better story is in the Cowboys, I want to talk about Mario Cristobal. You said that he should go to Florida, I think you said. He's not going anywhere, Ben. His work is not done at Oregon.
He's from Miami. His mom is sick. She's not doing well. She's in Miami. He went to the University of Miami. Why would he not go if they offer him the same amount of money or more?
Because he's happy. Money isn't everything, Ben.
Nah, I don't know about that. It's a lot. If you don't have it, it's a lot.
But well, okay. I don't agree with you. I think Cristobal is happy at Oregon. I think he's got work to do there, and maybe
he'd have work to do. He'd have even more work to do at Miami, though, to bring back the U.
He's got to finish what he started at Oregon first.
No, he doesn't. There's no rule that says he has to finish what he started. People leave. There's construction jobs open up. People leave all the time. Businesses that, you know, construction companies that start projects and don't finish them. So you can leave. If he wants to check out, he can check out.
What if Oregon could match what he gets at Miami?
Well, if it's all the same, but if his family's in Miami, isn't family more important, Cowboy Dan? What about his family?
Well, then why doesn't he move him up here? That's what he should do. He should move his family up here.
What about his uncles and his aunts and his cousins and, like, everybody, like, the entire extended family should move to the state of Oregon?
Yeah, and charged Phil Knight for the travel expense.
Okay. Well, there you go. So if everyone, what if they don't want to live in Oregon? What if they like the nice weather in Florida and they don't want to go to Oregon and deal with the winter and all that?
Well, you'd have to ask them about that. I don't know. I don't know how they feel about.
Where were you, Cowboy Dan, after the Cowboys took it in the shorts against the Raiders? Where were you?
Well, I'm here now. You always criticize me for not calling in.
This does not count as a call after a Cowboy loss because you waited through the entire weekend. The Cowboys played on Thursday, so you could have called me Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night. That's like almost a week later, 4 days later.
Well, Ben, you don't seem to understand. I don't call when they lose. I call when they
no,
win.
No, I understand. That's my point. That's my point, Cowboy Dan.
But I'm calling now, and I'm taking this crap from you.
You're calling now. Your agenda is to talk about the Oregon Ducks, and you're concerned that the Oregon Ducks are going to lose their coach to Miami. That's why you're calling up.
But like I said, the better story is with the Dallas Cowboys. The better story is in Dallas, Texas, and that's where CeeDee Lamb, Amari Cooper, and DeMarcus Lawrence are going to – well, that's not where they're going to make an appearance on the team, but they're going to travel to New Orleans to clean the New Orleans clock.
Yeah. Well, if you can't beat the Raiders, you can certainly lose to the Saints, although the Saints are all messed up. All right, I got to go, Cowboy Dan, but thank you. Jeez. Let's say hello to Paul, who's in Charlotte. What's going on, Paul? You are next here on Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, Ben. Hey, listen, man. You said earlier this was a C move for Lincoln Riley. Let me tell you why it's an A-plus move. He just told everybody that he wants that Dallas Cowboys job. And he knows if he stays in Oklahoma or takes another subpar NFL job, he's going to lose games. He's going to go to Southern California. For the first time ever, the benefits of being in Los Angeles can be legally recruited to high school players. He's going to attract so much talent. He's going to win so many games. And then that's going to be the number that he just told Jerry Jones, if you want me financially, this is what you're going to have to pay me. This was a move for the next move. And it's a power move.
No. He's running away from the SEC. This does not look good, Paul. He's announcing, I'm afraid of the Southeastern Conference, the big bad Southeastern Conference, so I'm going to go the other direction from the South. I'm going to go towards the Pacific Ocean.
Sure, and Ben, it's not a pussy willow move, man. It's a smart move. If he stays in Oklahoma, he's going to lose more games than he ever has, and his value would go down. So take the move, go win more games, and you're going to increase your value. It's a smart move. It's not a pussy willow move. It's a smart move because he knows if he stays, goes to the SEC, he's going to lose games. And he's going to be a middle-of-a-pack team in the best conference in America. So get out of there. Go win more games at USC. What happened with Reggie Bush in the Reggie Bush era, that's now going to be legal. He's going to be able to recruit that to players. The amount of talent he'll be able to keep home and make so much money for these players in the NIL – it's a genius move. He's going to win so many more games than he would if he stayed in Oklahoma.
We'll find out. We're going to find out, Paul. It is much different, though, than those days as far as the impact. There's two NFL teams now in Los Angeles, and Pete Carroll, when he had SC thumping back in the day, they were the only show around. They were the dominating force there football-wise. There was none of that other stuff. And now there's two NFL teams. And they're still playing at the Coliseum. Even though they renovated SC, the Coliseum, it's still the mausoleum compared to these other highfalutin stadiums. All right, it's Ben Maller's show on Fox. Angry Bill real quick, and then we will have straight ahead. Oh, boy. Watch out for the instant advice line. Hello, Angry Bill.
How you doing, guys? We got to get the Munchkins. We got to get the is it the Munchkins? Which is the group that sings all of the whole of Christmas songs? That's what you got to put on.
Why don't you sing why don't you sing a Christmas song?
I couldn't sing. I could sing in the shower if you're with me, Ben.
I think I'm
but
good.
Getting on to sports. Let's knock off the jokes, Ben. How's your Black Widow doing on the Rams?
Oh, it's good. Haven't
won a game.
It was wonderful.
A touchdown.
Big touchdown.
Did you win
reception?
The game, Ben?
Yeah.
Did you win the game? You play to win the game.
Odell
win
Beckham the game? Played a fine game. Did you watch the game?
Have you won a game since he's been there?
Did you watch the game?
No.
You did not
I watched the game.
Okay. You didn't watch the game. You're a liar.
Yes, I did.
You're lying.
But
I can tell you're lying.
I don't
you didn't
have to lie to
the
you.
Game.
There's a lot of people I got to lie to in life. You're not one of them, Ben.
No, you're lying to me because you didn't watch the game. And
so take that in your pooper and pop it.
Odell Beckham played well. He played a good game.
Go ahead. Ask me a question about the game, Ben.
You want me to break it down for you? All right. Let's see here. Let me
ask me some questions.
Look at my notes I wrote down for the game.
Yeah, hey, you got to write stuff down. With your memory?
I do.
You have a photographic memory, Ben.
I don't have a photographic memory. All right. What did – let me ask you this here. All right. In the second quarter, what happened at the 219 mark of the second quarter?
Go Were ahead. You smoking?
Big play.
Why don't you tell me the time?
Come on, smart guy. Come on, big play. Second quarter, 219 to go.
What a dumbass question.
That's not a dumbass question. You don't know what happened, so you're calling it a dumbass question. You don't know what happened. That was a big fumble, you dummy, and you didn't watch the game, or you would have known that that was a fumble, and Green Bay recovered at the Ram 27-yard line and got a field goal out of that, but you did not pay attention to the game. You didn't watch the game.
A nine-year-old girl. Answer that question.
All right, I got to go. We must get to the instant advice line, and we'll take your phone calls. The instant advice line, unscreened radio calls, advice for who? We'll get to that. We'll do it next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
From the first moment you tune in, you know the Ben Maller Show is not your garden variety sports talk. We welcome all the freaks of nature to the Maller Militia. Facebook's an online amusement park for all of us. You can chat with other super fans of the show. It's simple and it's free. Help support our show by liking our page. Go to Facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Hey, you sports figure guy or girl.
Who the hell are you talking to, son?
Here's some instant advice.
Hold that thought. No one's paid attention to me for 10 whole seconds.
And if you don't like it, screw you.
And away we go. The Insta Advice Line unscreened radio. We open up Pandora's Box. A few words of wisdom from the Maller Militia. Who needs the advice, the knowledge, the gumption of the listeners to the overnight radio show? That would be the University of Oklahoma. All right. They are replacing Lincoln Riley. He has gone to SC. So advice to Boomer Sooner on replacing Lincoln Riley. 877-99 on Fox is the number. 877-996-6369. We'll start out with you on line one. You're live on the air when you hear my voice. Hello, line one.
Talk to the wife, Boots. The wife.
All right, talk to the wife. Line two. Hello, line two.
Get some sunshine and beaches. Maybe you guys can get some good coaches over there.
There you go. Just need a beach, beachfront property in Oklahoma. You'll be good to go. Line three is next. Hello, line three.
Aaron Rodgers blows.
Okay, thank you. That will help Oklahoma out tremendously. Line four, we're giving advice to Oklahoma on how to replace Lincoln Riley. Hello, line four.
Hire the Dickster.
Okay, hire the Dickster. Well, Dick and Dayton does know football.
Take that data.
That's right. Line six. Hello, line six.
Man, tell Oklahoma go buy a blow-up doll for a coach.
Okay, there's Sean the Hood Guy. Just a nice blow-up doll is all you need. Line one. Hello, line one.
Number one.
Yeah, morning time. Cam Newton, he's back on the bench.
All right, thank you for that. That'll help Oklahoma out a lot. Line two, hello, line two.
Happy birthday, Roberto.
Happy birthday,
yeah,
Roberto.
Baby.
We got that one in. We'll do one more, only one more. Koopa Loop, which line should we pick?
Here
we
go. Line five.
Line five, final piece of advice for Oklahoma. Line five.
I'm Bucky Camo, and for my Thanksgiving dinner.
You had nothing. You had nothing.